This is Children's Stories with Grandma. This is Grandma. Thank you for joining me. Sit back, relax, and have a listen. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can email me at childrenstoriespod@gmail.com. If you really like this, please leave a comment and rating on Apple Podcasts. It would really help out a lot. Thank you. I'd love to read some replies on the next recording. And now for our story, Joey's Birthday by Mary Blair. Joey woke up to the aroma of cake baking. He jumped out of bed. Today was the day he's been waiting for. It was his birthday. He was so excited because today he could finally make his birthday wish. He had been thinking about this for days, and he was certain he knew what he wanted to wish for. The plans for the day included his birthday celebration at lunchtime. His friends would be there, especially his pals, Scott and Richie. He loved birthday parties, mostly when it was his birthday. Guests arrived and the party was on. Lunch was great. It was followed by the cake. The candles were lit, and now he could make his wish, finally. As he looked at the presents surrounding him, he thought to himself, "I hope one of them is my wish come true." He opened his first gift, a Nerf football, and the next, a shiny reel for his fishing pole. Some new books followed, then a kite, a model airplane, some t-shirts, and some baseball cards. He loved them all, but none of them fulfilled his wish. After the party, his family said they were going for a ride. Where would they be going? He didn't recognize the road they were on and didn't know where they were going. Soon the car stopped at a farm. Said Joey. He was really baffled. Why were they there? Mr. Humphrey greeted them at the car. He was tall and he wore overalls and a straw hat. His smile was warm and his voice was gentle. He led them to a big red barn. It smelled of hay. Joey was really curious. As they passed horses and sheep, they came to a small stall. He heard whimpers of crying and barking. "Oh my goodness," he thought. He ran to the stall. He couldn't believe his eyes. There were beautiful brown and black puppies clinging to their mama, and they looked so soft and cuddly. Mr. Humphrey led him into the stall and asked, "Would you like to hold a puppy?" "Oh yes," said Joey. He was anxious to get his hands on the one that was all brown with white feet. The little guy licked Joey's face while his tail was wagging and wagging. He made Joey laugh. Right away, Joey loved this little guy. With wide eyes open, he said to his parents, "Can I have him?" When they agreed, he started to cry. Mr. Humphrey told him the puppy had to get a few weeks older before they could bring him home. How hard it would be to wait that long. But Mr. Humphrey told Joey, "You can come visit him as often as you'd like." On the way home, Joey couldn't stop smiling. He was so happy. His parents had another surprise for him, but he didn't know it. They were on the way to the pet store. Dogs need supplies: a collar, leash, bed, blanket, shampoo, food, treats, bowls for their food and water, a brush, toys, not to mention lots of love. Can you think of anything else? It was fun selecting all the things to take home for the new puppy. Then Joey's parents asked him one important question. "What are you going to name the dog?" After thinking for a minute, Joey answered, "Happy. His name will be Happy, because wishes do come true, and they leave you happy." Thank you for joining me. It's been my pleasure. Bye for now, grandchildren. Big hugs.